Palestinian leaders have slammed Washington after the U.S. Department of State's website removed Palestinian territories from its list of countries and areas. The Palestinian cabinet says the move confirms the American bias in favor of Israel. It says the change cannot override the globally recognized Palestinian rights. Also, Saeb Erekat, Secretary General of the Palestine Liberation Organization, has said the move promotes the agenda of Israeli settlers rather than U.S. national interests. The U.S. Department of State, however, says that its website is being updated and that there have been no policy changes. U.S. President Donald Trump has strongly supported Israel and its right-wing leader, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's recognized Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel and slashed funding to the Palestinian Refugee Agency. At least three people have been killed and several injured in a number of blasts in the Gaza Strip. Witnesses say the first explosion hit a motorcycle as it was passing a police checkpoint. Two policemen were killed and a third Palestinian wounded in the blast. The second explosion wounded several people at another police checkpoint elsewhere in Gaza. The nature of the explosions was not immediately clear. The Interior Ministry in Gaza has declared a state of emergency throughout the enclave and has put security forces on alert.